Lexington Muslims welcome everyone to pray with them year-round and during this time of Ramadan. People of different faiths are gathering at a mosque for Friday prayers. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. It's Friday afternoon at a Lexington mosque. Wearing a maroon hijab covering most of her dark brown hair, Netta Shalash is standing with a group of women who are shoulder to shoulder at Lexington's Masjid Bilal during Friday prayers.
And the significance of that is that when you stand in front of God to pray, there is no title. You may be a physician standing next to a lawyer, standing next to a teacher, and not even realize it. The only thing bringing you shoulder to shoulder is your identity as a Muslim and your devotion to God.
The 24-year-old just graduated from a master's program in social work at the University of Kentucky and has been a member of this mosque for 5 years. She says Friday is considered Muslims' holy day of the week. She compares it to Sunday for Christians and Saturday for people of the Jewish faith.
Friday, we have a sermon. The sermon will be 20 minutes and then the prayer will be 10. So the whole thing is half an hour, but people stay and socialize before and after. It holds great significance for Muslims.
The community at Masjid Bilal opens its doors to all people who are interested in attending the prayer service. On this day, Shalash welcomes Transylvania University professor Cremena Todorova and a class of Todorova's students. In the wake of hate crimes like the attacks in two New Zealand mosques a couple of months ago, where dozens of people were killed, it's easy to have some fear, says Shalash. But her friend, Todorova, a practicing Roman Catholic, reached out to Shalash with love and support and an interest in attending prayers at the mosque.
Having the community members that aren't Muslim there makes me feel safer, not because they're going to protect me. At the end of the day, someone that wants to hurt others will hurt others. But it makes me realize that for every person that has their own issues and hatred in their heart, there are dozens of others who are supportive and want to stand with people of other faiths.
After the attacks in New Zealand, Todorova made a commitment to attend prayers at Masjid Bilal for 7 consecutive Fridays. She and her colleague, Kurt Godey, used social media to invite others as well to show love and support for the Muslim people.
I do realize that a lot of people have never been to a mosque, just as I never had before I made friends with people in the local Muslim community. And a lot of people wrote to us with questions, asking us how to dress, what's appropriate behavior, can they bring their babies? And so a lot of people who aren't Muslim joined us because they knew us, they trusted us, they knew we are not Muslim, and so they felt comfortable coming with us if we were already here.
Todorova believes it's important to support the Muslim community. She comes to Friday prayer not in response to tragedies like the shootings in New Zealand or the fire set intentionally in a New Haven, Connecticut mosque a few weeks ago.
If anything, it's responding to the tragedy of where we are as a society, that we're non-Muslim people are still so fearful of Muslim people and so full of stereotypes and prejudices. So I really hope that we can all continue to challenge ourselves to unlearn those preconceived ideas.
The chair of the Kentucky chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, Wahida Mohammed, is among more than 300 people attending prayers on this Friday. The soft-spoken director of CARE is proud the community at Masjid Bilal is so welcoming. She encourages people who have preconceived ideas of what Muslims are, what they believe, and how they live to come to the mosque.
So when we interact with people on a one-on-one basis, it gives them an opportunity to know Muslims themselves and to develop their own idea of what a Muslim is and how Muslims worship and what they believe.
A recent study published by the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding reports from 2017 to 2018, Islamophobia has increased in the United States. Dalia Mogahed is director of research for the Institute.
We've created an index to measure the level of Islamophobia in the public. And according to our index, and the range of this index is from 0 to 100, Islamophobia has crept up 4 points. That's not a dramatic increase, but it is still a significant one.
The chair of Kentucky's chapter of CARE, Wahida Mohammed, says many people in Lexington have joined the members of Masjid Bilal during this month of Ramadan. Ramadan is observed by Muslims around the world and considered a month of fasting, prayer, introspection, and community.
One of the beautiful blessings of Ramadan is that our Lexington community has reached out to us and has come to the mosque and, like I said, shared meals with us, shared prayers with us. And even you coming out today is a blessing because it gives us an opportunity to say to people, you're welcome to come to the mosque.
In Lexington, I'm Sherry Lawson.